Today's daf in Mishneh Berurah is daf Pei Ches Omud Aleph. We're beginning with the last sif on Pei Zayin Omud Beis. We're still in Hilchos Kaddish, Simen Nun Hei, and we're up to Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Sorich Shiyu Kol HaAsar B'Mokom Echad U'Shliach Tzibur Imohem. When you're making a minyan, all the people at the minyan have to be in the same room. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Ches writes, Afilu Im Einon Roen Elu Aselu, even if they don't see one to the other. Kivin Shu Bevayis Echad, since they're in one house, that is acceptable. Brought down the name of various Achronim. However, Avol Mitzosim Bechader Zeh, Mitzosim Bechader Acher, but if some of them are in one room and some of them are in another room, Eino Mitzdarfim Afapi Sha Pesach Pesuch Beneim, they can't be combined together, even though there's a opening between them. Mishum De Ein Shom Pirtza, because there's no breach, really, between the two rooms. Aye, what about the Pesach? VaPesach Gufo Kimechitza Chashuva. The open doorway is considered a mechitza. VaHabilei Shnei Batim, and it appears like it's two houses, and therefore VaAfilu Kishein Dalas Beneihem. This is true even if there's no door in between them. Kol Shein B'Shnei Rishuyos. It's considered two separate Rishuyos, two separate areas. Ein Roen Zeh Zeh, Ein Mitzdarfin. And since they don't see one another, they're not considered Mitzdarfin. And then he brings down the Yesh Machrim and Afilu B'Roen. And there are those that are Machmir, even if they can see each other, that's still not acceptable. The Bir Halacha later on, Dirshu footnote 61, brings down L'chatchila Yoseh Tov L'Hachmir Zeh, that one should be Machmir for this opinion. Mishneh Berurah himself says, B'mokum Atchak Efshoy Sheish L'Hokel, in their extenuating circumstances, sometimes you're at, say, in a base Ovel, and the room is very small, and you can't fit people all in that one room, and there's an adjacent room, like a dining room and a living room together, and you can't fit all 10 people in one room, and there's this opening in between them, so maybe B'shas Atchak one could rely upon this opinion. Mishneh Berurah in Sipkot Mem Tes writes, Hayu Tisha Bavayis Ve'echa B'Sukkah. You have 9 people in the house and 1 person in the Sukkah. Yesh Omen De Mitzdarf V'yesh Cholkin. There's an opinion that says you can be Mitzdarf them, and there's an opinion that is Cholik on this and says that you can't. In the issue footnote number 62, he brings down the opinion that says you can be Mitzdarf them is the Shita of the Marikash, who writes down Mokor Dvorov from the Ramah. His source is from the Ramah, who says, regards Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. And the Mishneh Berurah explains that Shehu Davku im Asukah B'Soch HaBayis. This is true if the Sukkah is in the house. In this situation, we have a built-in Sukkah in the house and a retractable roof, so then you can combine these two. Kivon She'en HaMechitzos Elu L'Tzorach Mitzvah Sukkah. The Mechitzos there are only functioning for the purpose of Sukkah, but not really Mechitzos. But if the Sukkah is outside the house, so then the Mechitzah, Sukkah separating the house, would definitely be a Hefsek. And to combine them, you need to have all 10 people in one room. And then, as we'll see later on, the halach is, as long as you have the minyan in one room, then people in another room can still hear Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel. Even an iron curtain can't separate Klal Yisrael from that minyan, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minyan itself, as we'll see, has to be 10 people in the one cheder to get the minyan off the ground. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Va'omid b'soch haPesach min ha'agaf v'lachutz." If somebody's standing in the doorway itself, from the outer part where the door closes to the chutz, but he's still in the doorway, in the underneath the lintel, but he's the door would be closed, he would be on the outside. So then, the ha'inu shekasoger hadelas mimakom sofa pnimis shel ovi hadelas lachutz. If the person is standing in that part of the doorway, even though the door is not closed right now, but if the door were to be closed, he'd be on the outside. So even though he's in the doorway, that's considered on the outside. We'll pick up the rest of the Mishneh Berurah of Sivkot and Mem Tes now. Kishyesh Tisha B'Mokum Echad, the Echad Achar Havilon Sheparsim Litznius. If you have 9 people in one room, and then in that room there was some sort of a curtain that was put up for Tznius purposes, the Mishneh Berurah will explain in a moment. Let's say somebody was sleeping with his wife in that room, and he put up a curtain of sorts to separate himself from his tefillin or from other Dvarim Shebekdush in the room so he could be with his wife, he could be intimate with his wife. So then that type of a vilon, a curtain over there, mitzdarfin. If 9 people are on one side of the curtain and one person's on the other side of that curtain, they can be mitzdarf together. And that's only the davkon perishu tznius b'alma. That was only if it was pirsu, it was put out for tznius b'alma. Aval. Iiko tefillin o sefer Torah o pirsu sodin ki hechad levi mechitza l'shamish mitaso hevi nami mechitza l'tzeref asar v'lo mitzdarfu. However, the example I gave before would not be good if there was a tefillin or sefer Torah that was there. So there, it's a real mechitza. It's not just for tznius to have some privacy over there. So then, you couldn't be mitzdarf the people. He brings this down in the name of the Prichadosh. So again, the example I gave before would not be a good example of a mechitza l'tznius. However, the Prima Gadim does say, like I said before, that one could be mitzdarf in that situation as well. The issue footnote number 63 brings down the interesting case where you might have 10 people traveling on a train, on a rakeves, or For example, on a school bus, you have various buses that go from different places to the city, and they have minyan in one of those buses. So do the benches or the seats of the bus, do they constitute a separation between the mispalim that it's like a mechitza? So he paskins in the name of the Shelus Tshuvas, Hisoris Tshuva, Tshmekomakom Itztarfin L'minyan, because the seats, the benches over here don't go up all the way to the rooftop. They're more than three tefachim away from the rooftop, from the ceiling of the bus, and therefore it is considered that they're all in one place. The issue footnote number 65 brings down, what about if you have a movable mechitza? For example, he says, like you have a chasana, when you separate the men and the women, you have some sort of a mechitza between them. So does that count as a separation? So Chaim Kanievsky brings down, she dino ke'ezras noshim dahainu k'shtei chadorim, that even though it's a movable mechitza, it has the status of separating the men and the women, and it would have the same halachic status as the ezras noshim, which is a separate reshus than the regular ezras anoshim. Sivkot Nun, the Mishnah Berurah writes, an explanation of the din that we just said, if a person is standing in the lintel on the outside part of the doorway, with the doorway closed, even though it is in the doorway, he would be shut out, so then he doesn't count for the minyan. Rotz Lomar, the Mekom Skiras Adelas Hevel Kelechutz, that the point where the door closes, everything outward in the doorway from that point and on is considered outside. Even though the door is not closed right now. He brings down the Magen Avraham, Shekosav Sheyesh Shecholken Azeh, not everybody agrees to this, there are those who are more Mekel, Machriach and the Magen Avraham himself says that he's paskening that you can't consider such a person. As long as the door is open, he's on the part where the door, if it would be too close, he'd be on the outside. But as long as the door is open, he says you're considered like Lifnim, as long as you're in the doorway. He brings down the Sefer Eben HaOzer, who also paskens like this, Pshitus, as long as the minority of the people are in this doorway, not the majority of the minion, so then it can count towards the minion. This is no different than the din of a small chotzer that opens up into a large chotzer, which we'll learn in Sif Tezayin in a few moments. And he says this is also mashma from the beer of the Vilna Gaon as well, the beer hagra. Sivkot Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, look in the Yad Ephraim, who writes, the Bechalal HaPesach, in the doorway over here, Levad Mimokom Adelis, besides from the actual place where the door goes, Kigon Hechel Shadelis Kavua Lachutz, Mimokom Adelis V'lifnim, Yesh Od Cholo B'Sochav HaPesach, the door swings inward and it closes. So in that entire area, Lekuli Am Hevi K'lifnim, everybody agrees that from the point where the door swings and closes, from inside there, everybody agrees that that's definitely considered K'lifnim. Yesh L'smoch HaZeh, and one can rely upon this Halach L'maisa. Does bring down the Av, the Bipri Megod, the Mashma, the Daito, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Sofer Gam Bezeh, the Heavenly Kachutz, even though there are opinions brought down in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that you can't rely on this, Al Koponim, Halo, Belav, Hachi, Habi Chokin, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, because there's many people that argue on the Rabbeinu Yeruchim anyway, and he says, therefore, one can paskin Lakul over here, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, he has a further discussion about this. Sif Yudalid. The Mechaber writes, Misha Omer Achori Beis HaKnesses, Ubeinayim Chalon, if somebody's standing outside the shul, and there's a window in between the shul and the person outside, Afilu Gavoa Kamakomos, even if it's very high up, Afilu Eino Rochav Arba, and you know the window isn't considered a passageway, it's not four Tvachim by four Tvachim, Umare Lehem Ponov Misham, but he's somehow looking in, he's on a ledge, he's on some sort of a raised platform, he's in the apartment next door, and he can see into the shul, and they can see him, it's Tarif Imam Lasari, he can count towards making the 10 people for the minyan. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan and Beis writes, the Afdiyesh Hefsik Mechitza B'Neim, even though there is a Hefsik, there's a wall in between them. Kivan de Mar Lehem Ponov, since his face is visible, Domel Lamash Mavur B'Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, Linyan Zimun, this will be as a din that we'll learn later on in Halachos of Bench in regards to a Zimun that they can be Mitztarif. The Mitzos and Rowan, Elu as Elu, the Mitztarfin. As we'll see over there, as long as some of the people can see the other people, they can be Mitztarif to make a Zimun, so too over here, he says you can be Mitztarif the person into the minion as long as you see his face. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, and this is certainly simple to understand, people standing in the Ezras Noshim, as long as there's a window in between the Ezras Noshim that they can see the person in the Ezras Noshim, and you can see his face over there, he can count towards the minion as well. However, he adds in the important din, If you had the 10 people already in the single place, then everybody else can count towards the minyan for sure. The alpha p came Yoser Tov in Binokel who lo le raid the base haknesa shiye raid. But the Mishnah Berurah points out a very important din. Don't rely upon this unless you absolutely have to. The guy, let's say, is in a wheelchair and he can't get into the shul, so he goes and davens in that place where he can still see the minyan, and he's the 10th guy. Okay, that's a shas adchak. The guy's a healthy person, and there's no real big deal for him to walk into the shul. You really shouldn't rely upon this kula, and all 10 people should be davening in the same area. Why? There are those that disagree. This whole raya was from the halacha in Kutzarihe in benching in terms of Zimun. And there are those achronim, he brings down in the Sharetzion, Sivkot and Gimel, Mishnos Yaakov, the Gra, they both write, the Yesh Lutchos Kolarayos. They disagree with this comparison. And the Rashba, who himself was the source of this, lo kosav the dom lezimun rak b'derech she'evsha. He didn't say that this is the halacha necessarily in all cases. And the Chayei Adam and the Bir Halacha discuss this in more detail as well. So certainly, lechatrila, you should always try to have the 10 people all together in the same room. The issue footnote number 67 brings down the explanation why seeing the face alone is sufficient and not the entire body. He brings this down in the name of the Orach HaShulchan, Shebechol Asara Yisrael Shorish Shechina. The Shechina's presence is upon any group of 10 people that are davening. And the Iker HaShorish Shechina is on the face. K'moshe Matzino Eitz HaMoshe, as we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says, Ki Karan Or Panov. Therefore, Chashuva Ri'iyas HaPonim Ki Ri'iyas Kol HaGuf. If you see the face, that's considered as if you see the entire body. In the issue footnote number 69, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, Shetziru Fanas Aidei HaChalon, the connection between the people that's via a window, Eino Mishum Sh'oz Shomeas HaTfilah, has nothing to do with him being able to hear the Tfilah. It's the Riyas Ponim that is the Ikov. The fact that he can hear them, and they can hear him, would not be enough. If Eino Mar Lehem is Ponov, Choshev K'mispalo Yechidi. If not able to see his face, then it's considered not having a minion if there's only 10 people that are present. If he's one of those 10, it's not mitzdarif if they can't see his face. This is very important, therefore, for men that are davening in the women's section and they're making up the minyan. If it's not a mechitza that you can see through from the men's side to the women's side, then it's not mitzdarif. Of course, this we're talking about when men are davening in the women's section, there are no women davening over there. It's prohibited for a man to daven in the women's section when there are women over there. In a makom kavua for tefillah, in a place that has a set regular minyan over there, one has a requirement to have a mechitza separating the men from the women. There are more than ants, and he writes, Hagor, Gagin va'alios enum b'chal bayis. The rooftops and the attics are not considered part of the same room, part of the same house. They're a separate entity. Va'omid aleim enum mitzdarfin. If you have the minion, 9 people in the house, and 1 person on the roof or in the attic, that's also not mitzdarf. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Gimel writes, B'chahai gavna she'ein ro'en elu v'seilu. We're talking here about that the Ramah said that they don't count that they're on the roof or in the attic. We're talking about where they don't see each other. Revusoi lo lomar, and it would have been a big chiddush if the Ramah had said, Apilu chanonos ruchavos unamuchos kol she'ein oshavos l'karka beis haknesses. B'afim omim b'sochom enu mitzdarif. It would have been a big chiddush if he would have said, if they're not on the same level and they can't see each other, they're not mitzdarif. Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Im miktsosom bifnim umiktsosom bachutz. Ushliach Tzibur Tocha Pesach. You have some people inside, some people outside, but the Shliach Tzibur is in the area of the space between the two rooms. That's where the Shliach Tzibur is standing. So then, who mitzarfen? Then he can go and combine these two groups, because his essential being is where the minion is, and therefore both groups can be considered being like where he is in this situation. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Nudalit explains, the Kivan Shul Shliach Tzibur, he's the leader of the group, Kol Echad Nosein Dayito Olav, everybody is counting on him, the who, Mechabron Yachad, and since he's standing in a place that's Mechuber, both groups, so therefore the minion is considered like it's in existence. The Kol Shekein, and certainly in Tisha Mi Bifnim, if 9 are inside, the who Tocha Pesach, the who Mitzdarf Lem, and he's the one standing in the Pesach, and the other 9 are in one room, certainly can be Mitzdarf them. Vahi, the Sif Yud Zayin Shiny, so why in Sif Yud Zayin, which we'll get to shortly, the Kivan Shu Bechotzer Agdola, Harehu Muflog Mea Tzibur. If he's in the larger room, he's considered separate from the Tzibur. We'll have to wait till we get to that case to fully understand it. And if another person other than the Shliach Tzibur is standing over there, he's not considered Mitzdarif, as we already learned in Sif Yud Gimel. The person standing in the doorway, if it's considered in the outer part of the doorway, is not Mitzdarif then. The Mishnah Berurah then adds the caveat, which we've already said several times, it's only when they don't see each other. We are meiko, as we already brought down, to say that they do count. There is a machmir opinion that says that they don't, but if they see each other, you can be mitzdarif them b'di'eved, as we learned previously, and as we'll also learn in Sif Yud Ches, Sif Katan Nun Zayin. Sif Te Zayin is a long sif, but it's not hard once you get the picture straight. Chotzer Kitano Shenifetzah B'Milu L'Gdola. You have two rooms next to each other, a small room and a large room. The smaller room opens up into the large room, and the large room has on its sides space that the smaller room doesn't have any existence for. It's like a hallway going into a large room. In the large room, you have space to the left and right of the hallway, but there's no such equivalent area in the smaller room. The smaller one opens up into the larger one. And there is no wall between the two. And if there was a wall that had, so to say, fallen down between the two, that's still in existence when you view it from the point of the large room. You have a little bit of the wall there that is straight on the sides. On both sides. So the larger room is still considered separate from the smaller room because the large room has those walls there. But from the small point of view, from the small room point of view, it's not considered separate from the larger one because as far as you can see, it just continues that room. It's no different than if it was a corner of a larger room. Therefore, the halacha is, lefikoch, in tisha bagdola v'yachad b'ktana, if you have nine people in the large room and one people in the smaller room, mitztarfin, you can combine them as a minion. Why? Shaktana nigreis achar gdola. The smaller room, the one person there, is subordinated into the room that has the nine people in it, the large room. Barikilu hi b'toch hagdola. And it's like he's standing in that room. From his perspective, he's actually in that room. Kivin shero b'gdola, because the larger group of people, the nine people, are in the larger room. But the other way around, avalim b'tisho b'ktana, if nine people are in the smaller room, v'yecho b'gdola, oh, chamisha b'zu, chamisha b'zu. And certainly, if it's half and half, aim it starfin, because the separate larger room cannot be combined into the smaller room. Only the smaller room can be combined into the larger room in this scenario. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Hei explains Haklal. The rule is Dagdola Yev Shalah Limoshech Achatana. The large room can never be subsumed into the smaller room. Lefishi Mikum Flegis. It's considered a separate area. Begamatziba the Chashive and the people that are in that room Yev Shalahem Limoshech Achar Yochid. They can't go after an individual, even if it's 5 and 5. V'chamisha Achamisha Yev Shalahem Limoshech. They can't be drawn into the smaller crowd. Raka Yochid Nimsho Achar Tziba. But the single person can be brought into the larger room and considered as if he's there. Therefore, the only way you can combine them in this situation is if the larger number of people is in the larger room and the smaller number of people is in the smaller room, then you can combine them. Sif Yud Zayin. But if the Shliach Tzibur is in the smaller room and the Tzibur is in the large room, he can also be subsumed into the larger room and can be motzi them. He counts as the minion. Shuni groy acharem, because he's pulled in by them. But the other way around, the single guy who's the Shliach Tzibur is in the large room and the rest of the nine guys are in the smaller room, and as we explained, he can't be pulled in to them and therefore they would not have a minion. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Vav, Afilu Mayasar Biktana. Even if there are 10 people in the smaller room, Ein Motziyah Yidei Chavosim. They have a minion, but he's the chazan, so he can't be the chazan for that group. The chazan always has to be where the minion is. Afilu Idna, nowadays, the Kulam Biki, and even though nobody's really being motzi with the chazan today, everybody's saying their own Shemoneh Asrei, the chazan's chazor, Sashat is not really to be motzi people. Nevertheless, Mikomokom, in Lolomar Kadish Utu Shashom. He shouldn't be the chazan in that larger room. Even though they have a minion in the smaller room, you shouldn't be the chazan from the larger room and saying Kadish and Kedusha to be motzi them. Kim Shabamokom, Shu Omeid, ain't Shom Minion, because where he's standing, there technically is no minion. But as long as you have a minion where the Shliach Tzibur is, then Vadai Motzi Afilu Osom Shem Achore Be'es HaKnesses V'Shom M'Muchavnim. As I pointed out before, it's very important halacha that if you're outside and there's a minion inside, you can still be Yotzei with them as long as you can hear them and you have Kavanah. They have Kavanah V'Motzi you have Kavanah V'Yotzei. V'Yamhu M'Chavim Shiotzei Kol HaShomim. And as long as everybody has Kavanah, in that situation, everybody can be Motzi from the Chazan. That concludes today's shiur.